All right. What do you call the building where several prostitutes might work?
Whorehouse. Red light house. Forgot the correct name to use to call it. The house of ill repute.
What would you call the manager of the prostitutes?
Do you know what? I don't know. A pimp.
All right.
Is that? I mean, I know that's a connection. I don't know. All I can think of is Belle from Gone with the Wind. She's the only manager I think of.
Well, what is she?
Belle.
The woman who runs the house would be what?
The main whore. I don't know.
All right.
I really don't.
Well, is a pimp a man?
Yeah.
All right.
Pimp sets him up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call somebody who drinks all the time and just lies out in the gutter?
A bum. Call him a bum. I'd call him a wino. Call him a sot, drunkard.
Suppose it's a businessman who holds down a good job.
Sot. They're sots. The others are winos.
Mm-hmm.
Low class are winos. The businessman's a sot.
All right. What about somebody who not necessarily is a drunk, but who doesn't have a job, is just down on his luck and hangs around the park with nothing to do?
That's a bum. That's, I can't think of another term for that. A no good bum.
Does the term derelict mean anything to you?
I've heard it, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
Does the word hobo mean anything to you?
Yes. We don't have hobos anymore. And peddlers.
Mm.
We used to have a peddler that would come around before we moved into our home, and we had to, we couldn't go to the door. We had to pretend like we weren't home because a peddler came by. Never go to the door. He had a wagon he pulled. He was always wanted money or something. And hobos used to be on trains, and I never see a hobo anymore. I used to hear that all the time. Look at the hobo. He's on the back of the train. Hitch a ride.
Back to the peddler, because that's interesting. Was this a horse-drawn wagon?
I don't know. No, it was just like a little red wagon, and he carried it around begging for things. I don't know. Like I said, we never went to the door. We had to pretend like we weren't home.
Was he selling things?
I don't know. He was begging for things, I think.
Hmm.
I really do, because I can remember him coming by, but we never went to the door.
What would you call a cheap hotel that caters to derelicts and bums?
A dive. A dump.
Do you have any other names for marijuana?
Grass, pot, weed. Grass and pot and weed and reefer. Remember, I teach school, otherwise I wouldn't know all these terms.
What about hard drugs?
Like smack.
What is smack?
Heroin.
Smack is heroin?
I suppose.
Okay.
Heroin. Hard stuff. This really, I guess, what I would call it most. Hard stuff. Smack. Cocaine. I suppose cocaine's hard stuff. I don't know if it is or not. I can't think of any more hard stuff names. LSD, acid, things like that. Did you want me to give you specific names of hard stuff?
Yeah, do you know it?
That's, all I know is the usual, I'm sure, like acid and smack, like I said. No, I'm not real big on drug terms as such.
What do you call somebody who is addicted to drugs?
Drug addict.
What do you call somebody who sells illegal drugs?
Dealer.
Do you have any slang terms for money?
Yeah. Bread. Bucks, bread,